Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv is basking in warm sunshine. Jerusalem is slightly cooler but pleasant. In Haifa, expect clear skies throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF reservist was killed in a Hezbollah explosive drone attack in northern Israel. This report comes from the Times of Israel, just in. Also, Israeli troops destroyed a Hamas tunnel used to hold hostages in southern Gaza. This news broke from JNS earlier this hour. Also, this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu appeared on 60 Minutes for the first time since the war in Iran. He took a tough stance during the interview. This was reported by Mariv. Separately, an Israeli soldier was killed near the border with Lebanon. The IDF has confirmed the incident. Details are from I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted minutes ago about a gunman opening fire on a border police unit in Kafar Aqab. The attacker was neutralized, and his condition is critical. The Israel Defense Forces posted just now that they dismantled 4 underground tunnel routes in southern Gaza. These tunnels were used by Hamas for holding hostages. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, shared that a gunman attacked Israeli border police at the Kalandia checkpoint. The attacker was neutralized. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Hezbollah drone attack. The Times of Israel reports that the attack targeted troops in northern Israel. The IDF is now investigating the strike, which also involved several other drone attacks. This incident raises security concerns along the northern border. Turning to the destruction of Hamas tunnels, according to JNS, the IDF demolished 4 tunnels east of the Yellow Line. These tunnels were crucial for Hamas operations and holding hostages. The action highlights ongoing military efforts in Gaza. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's 60 Minutes interview drew attention. As reported by Mariv, he presented a strong stance against Iran. This marks his first media appearance since the conflict began. His comments may impact Israel's diplomatic relations. On the combat near the Lebanon border, I-24 News provides details. Command Sergeant Major Alexander Glovanyov was killed in action. This follows heightened tensions in the region. It underscores the volatility along the border. Finally, the announced ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios revealed that Trump brokered this politically sensitive agreement. It could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. The ceasefire may bring temporary relief to affected regions. Turning to business and markets. First, Quantum Machines has acquired Q Harbor and opened a new office in the Netherlands. The Israeli quantum computing company aims to expand its European presence. This report is from Ynet Business earlier today. Separately, Israeli cheese is making waves in France just ahead of Shavuot. Maariv Business reports that dairies are introducing award-winning boutique cheeses. This reflects the growing international appreciation for Israeli dairy products. And finally, CTech highlights a shift in the AI industry. Physical AI is breaking the hyperscale model by moving computation to the real world. This development could transform sectors like robotics and manufacturing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.